You're listening to Made Theory. This is a show where you'll learn the ups and downs of growing a business, the lefts and rights of marketing, and the ever-changing world of advertising. In large part, this show will cover the theory of how people made it. Let's
go! Today we'll be discussing the state of fast food. We all love it, or do we?
The Taco Bell commercial was... It was like a movie preview, mm-hmm. but it was a Taco Bell commercial. So mm-hmm. it was like this action movie. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the? This is crazy.
Brilliant to do on a pre-roll at a movie theater.
Yeah, true.
Be a good. I did confirm we had a podcast talking about movie theaters dying. I read some confirmation that they're like done. They're just struggling, movie theaters right now. Yeah. They're, first of all, the movie studios are gearing themselves up to do first releases at in your home now through streaming services. I mean, if you think of most of the major movie productions right now, they're going right to Netflix, Amazon, Apple. The big guys are eating them up before they get to your local AMC. 'Cause nobody wants to go sit in a movie theater for 2 hours next to babies anymore when they could do the same. They could watch the movie in the comfort of their home. But yeah, I think... same things happening with major fast food chains, fast food in general. I think America knows now that it's not healthy at all. So, and also I feel like the trend towards local food has definitely picked up across the entire country. I think your fast food will always do well in like the middle of nowhere. Like you're driving in the middle of Texas on the freeway. Interstate. You don't really want local food there necessarily if you're not from there. Like I'm planning a trip to Cairo, Egypt, and I plan to eat a lot of McDonald's because it's supposed to be the safest food there. It's actually one of the highest rates of food poisoning in the world.
Definitely no ice.
Yeah, no ice, no water, all that stuff. But, you know, so I think in those situations, the fast food companies will do okay. And I think if they creatively continue to market themselves, like Wendy's done a pretty good job with it. Taco Bell's done a pretty good job with it. They'll be okay, but they're going to need to get really, really creative and think of some new stuff. I mean, in a place like Austin, I don't feel like there's really, or even Los Angeles is a better example, there's not really a place for Taco Bell.
Yeah.
In fact, Chris, I think there's only one Taco Bell in all of LA, right?
That can't be.
That one in Koreatown. The one.
Oh, really? It's
El Pollo Loco. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
And are there really many McDonald's in Austin? I don't think so. Maybe four or five?
When I travel from town to town, there's always one in every town.
In the middle of that. Yeah. What, you know, well, you know, that was their strategy to post up and off of freeways.
That movie's great, by the way. I don't know if you've seen The Founder.
Yeah. Yep. But who wants to eat deep-fried grease trash? Okay, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 McDonald's in Austin, but that's not a lot considering. I think you're right. They're probably focusing a lot heavier on the suburb areas and the middle of nowhere where you don't have a choice. Yeah. So that's really the strategy, right?
Well, they don't have to compete. They got to compete with the other three major fast food things.
And how well can McDonald's really be doing in Austin? Why would you ever go to McDonald's over P. Terry's or In-N-Out? Or there's so many different fast food options that are even a little bit healthier and way better tasting. Although, I don't know. I guess you get that craving. It's all part of the marketing. Craving. It's all part of the you've been eating it since you were two.
And the people making the buying decisions right now, they probably grew up eating it a lot, you know.
I guess they do crush. They do crush on the late night, huh? The big chains.
Taco Bell crushes on the value.
Yeah, the value.
If you want to spend a dollar, that's.
But so do I mean, that's what I mean about LA, though. I think there's way more street food in LA that's cheaper than Taco Bell. Actually,
that's where it starts to get interesting.
I know a place where you get five tacos for $2. Thank you for listening to Made Theory. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Made Theory Show.